present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Amy MacDonald in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parson.
Welcome once again to Just a Minute. Well, once again, we're pleased to welcome back in the fourth chair, Amy MacDonald, who has played the game a few times to compete against these three tough male exponents of the game, Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, and Peter Jones. Once again, I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card, if they can. And let us begin with Kenneth Williams.
How appropriate. How lovely.
Kenneth, the subject we've chosen for you is hairy legs.
Oh.
So will you speak, please, on hairy legs for just 1 minute, starting now?
Well, curious subject for me. I would have thought it should have been expressed otherwise. Her suit would have been more appropriate. However, I have heard people say, oh, you got hairy legs. And I've often thought it was very, very attractive. Oh, I said very twice.
Oh, and Clement Freud has challenged.
He did very three times.
You would have, if you kept going, they might have let you get away with it, Kenneth. But actually, yes, you were repetitious, so I agree with Clement's challenge. So he takes over the subject, a point for a correct challenge. Clement, there are 43 seconds left, starting now.
A very great friend of mine didn't so much have hairy legs, but had...
Peter Jones.
Hesitation.
You're very keen all of a sudden, Peter.
Well, I'm determined to play a very aggressive game. I'm not too satisfied about this chair, actually.
Well, you're sitting next to Amy MacDonald. I don't see why you should complain.
Well,
actually, your aggressive game was, I think, a bit too aggressive, because I don't think he really did hesitate. So I disagree
with
the...
What did he do?
He didn't do any of the faults for which he...
Didn't he hesitate?
Like... No, he didn't hesitate. Didn't deviate. And
don't
do anything else. Mm. Actually, so Peter, disagreeing with your challenge, it means that Clement Freud gains a point for a wrong challenge, keeps the subject, 39 seconds left, starting now.
And while his left leg sprouted black, brown, and ginger hair, his right one was entirely smooth, as a baby's teeth.
Kenneth Williams.
Well, deviation, it wouldn't sprout all those colours, would it? I mean, it would either give one kind of hair or none at all.
Clement, I agree with Kenneth's challenge. Yes. He takes over the subject, a point for the correct challenge. 29 seconds left for hairy legs, Kenneth, starting now.
When I played a lady in Singapore in an army show, they said you've got to shave your legs, you know, because she's supposed to look nice, so I had to put these nylon stockings on so that the front row would think I was a lady. So,
Clement Freud.
Repetition.
Yes.
Of lady.
Of lady.
Well, I got interested. She's leaning forward there.
She's asleep.
Oh. Clement, I agree with the challenge. You have 14 seconds on hairy legs starting now.
Nobody in Great Yarmouth has hairier legs than one, two...
Amy MacDonald, you challenged. What?
Hesitation.
I think I agree.
Oh, yes.
He couldn't think of this man in Great Yarmouth who had the hairier legs then. 9 seconds left, Amy, for you on hairy legs, starting now.
Well, some people have short, fat, hairy legs, and some people have long, thin ones.
Peter, why did you challenge?
Repetition of some people.
How? Yes, I think that's very unchivalrous after what I said at the beginning.
Oh, I was concentrating so much on hairy legs, not repeating that.
Quite, yes.
I did the other thing.
Well,
and that's what's difficult, isn't it? But
I was thinking of legs at the same time.
Yes, you're bringing out this new aggressive image. All right, Peter. So there are 4 seconds left for hairy legs with you, Peter, starting now.
Can be quite attractive so long as they are not shaved.
That whistle was blown for us by Ian Messiter, the creator of this devious game. And it tells us that 60 seconds is up, and as you know, whoever's speaking at that particular moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Peter Jones, who now has 2, Amy MacDonald has 1, Clement Freud has 3, Kenneth Williams has 1, and we move to the second subject, which is a long word for Clement Freud to start with. Monosodium glutamate. Clement, will you talk to us about that? Monosodium glutamate for 60 seconds, starting now.
In this day and age, it's almost impossible to buy a tin in a popular store which does not contain this substance. Monosodium glutamate is, in fact, an artificial taste stimulant which has about it an element of preservative. And whether you buy sandwich spread hamburgers, or...
Peter Jones, you chap.
Hesitation.
Yes, I quite agree, Peter. So you gain a point for a correct challenge and the subject. There are 35 seconds left, and that was a subject I'm sure Clement can talk about. But can you talk about monosodium glutamate for 35 seconds, starting now?
When you read the phrase, other ingredients to enhance the natural flavor, then they are referring to monosodium glutamate. And when it is added to national dishes like hot pot and Bakewell tart and...
Amy MacDonald, why do you challenge?
Because you don't put it in hot pot.
This is one of the problems.
You can put it. It's a matter of taste.
Yes, this is what I was about to say. This is the problem the chairman has. You can put it in your hot pot. Maybe Peter Jones put it in his hot pot. But I don't think we would, most of us, put it in our hot pot. And I'm sure, Amy MacDonald, you don't put it in your hot pot.
Oh, no, never.
But it's not a question of fact. I mean, is she challenging on a question of fact?
No, she's challenging on a question of accuracy, and I would say generally...
But accuracy isn't a rule in this game. No, it isn't accurate that you can't buy tins of things that don't contain it.
I have to give the benefit of the doubt to somebody, Peter. On this occasion, it goes to the person who hasn't played the game as often as you, Amy MacDonald, and she has 17 seconds for monosodium glutamate, starting now.
Monosodium glutamate is spelt M-O-N-O-S-O-D-I-E.
Can we call it a challenge? What?
Repetition.
Of what?
Yes, you said that was
brilliant. How you're...
You have monosodium glutamate back with you for 11 seconds starting now.
There is on the market a Japanese delicacy which consists almost entirely of monosodium glutamate. It's a sort of cocktail savory which people have with...
A very clever person could have challenged just on the last second there, because Clement actually paused for the last 2 seconds and didn't say anything. But Clement, you were speaking when the whistle went, so you gained the extra point and you have a commanding lead at the end of that round. And now we begin with Amy MacDonald. Amy, the subject for you that Ian has thought of is the average man. So, as an unaverage woman, would you talk about the average man for 60 seconds, starting now?
The average man is about 5'8" tall, got medium brown hair, light brown eyes, weighs about 12 stone, and usually has legs, two arms, a nose, two eyes, a neck, a face, hair, a pot belly, and he usually goes to work. I can't go on. Somebody find...
All right, Amy, I'll challenge you. Right. Oh, they've had a challenge. Just in the nick of time, they had a challenge. Amy MacDonald, you've challenged yourself. Well, that was very quick thinking. So, Amy, what are you challenging for? Hesitation?
Oh, yes.
I quite agree, definitely. So you get a point for hesitating and... You were so quick to challenge yourself, so having got another point, you continue with the subject. And there are 25 seconds left on the average man. I didn't know the average man would dry you up to that extent, Amy. But continue for 25 seconds, starting now.
The average man usually finds an average woman, and they both get married, and they usually live in an average house.
She can't go on.
I think it's very chivalrous of you to help her out, Kenneth.
I'm not helping her out. She's obviously just wiggled off. She's going to just dry out. That's all she's doing.
All right. What are you challenging for? Hesitation, repetition, or deviation?
What is it when you dry up?
The whole lot.
The whole lot.
The whole lot. All right. I will give you 1 point for the whole lot. I can't give you 3 points. I'm sorry, Kenneth.
Right.
You have the average man. There are 15 seconds left, starting now.
The average man is an unknown quantity. This is the sort of generalization that is continually made, like the one about pedestrians and motorists. Neither exist. A man drives a car, he gets out of a car. What is he?
Clement Freud is challenged.
How dare people? I'm in the middle of a bit of erudition here.
Erudition? Are you driving cars? Erudition?
Yes, an erudition, that is, describing the whole process. What's your challenge, anyway?
What is your... dry up now.
Right. Repetition of car.
Yes, there's a lot of repetition. There was a repetition of car. Clement very cleverly got in with only
yeah,
one...
Yeah, cleverly
second.
Got in. That's the word, isn't it?
Cleverly got in. You noticed that, didn't you?
Yes.
You could have got in at the end of the last round. He paused for 2 seconds, Clement.
Yes, I know his trick.
Take a leaf out of his book and get in at the end of him, but you can't
wait
on this
till
one.
Wait a half minute.
Because he only has 1 second left on the average man, Clement, starting now.
Mary.
Oh! Clement Roy was speaking when the whistle went once again, and he's increased his lead at the end of that round. Peter Jones, we begin with you in this round, and the subject is snakes and ladders. Can you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, both of them are very unpleasant things to get in your stockings. And snakes have got a very bad name for being slimy and generally unpleasant. Though I've stroked a snake in the zoo where I happen to have a fellow friend, or a friend who is a fellow.
Clement Roy, this time, why?
Two fellows, two friends.
Clement, you have a correct challenge and a point and 41 seconds for snakes and ladders starting now.
A little-known aspect of snakes and ladders, which is, as most people know, a game, is that if you turn it upside down, the snakes become the goodies and the ladders become the baddies. And many a happy hour has been spent by people using...
Peter Jones, the challenge.
Repetition of people.
Yes. And there was other repetitions which you missed about...
Yes, but I don't have to forfeit anything for missing something. Missed all kinds of things.
All right, Peter. 24 seconds on snakes and ladders starting now.
Yes, well, I'm sorry.
Kenneth Williams.
Worried about things I've missed.
Yes, I think there was a definite hesitation. You would agree with that, would you?
Yes, but I was thinking about the things I'd missed. I don't think you ought to introduce that at all.
All right, and so there are 22 seconds on the snakes and ladders for you, Kenneth, starting now.
Well, you throw this dice, you see, and it entitles you to move in a certain direction. It says, you know, forfeit £100, go back to point one, or you can win the whole of Mayfair. Now, I once did have the whole of all these properties. Indeed, what is it? I'm getting all the
more work.
What?
Deviation.
What?
You're talking about another game.
Oh, silly me. Fool I am.
You don't win Mayfair and snakes and ladders.
Oh,
do you?
Sorry. You're
in that monopoly, don't
you? Yes, I got it mixed up with red nines. I'm always doing that, as you know.
Anyway, 9 seconds on snakes and ladders with you, Amy, starting now.
Ladders are very necessary things, actually. Every home should have one, because if you have a place that you want to get at and it's very high up, then the only way to go is up.
Was then speaking when the whistle went. She gained that extra point, and she is now very definitely in a good second place behind Clement Freud, who's still our leader, and Kenneth and Peter about equal in third place. And Kenneth, we're back with you. Your turn to begin. A nice subject that Ian has thought of for you, Herculaneum. Can you talk to us about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
It, I believe, was situated in the Gulf of Naples, and alongside the other town of Pompeii, suffered the terrible disaster when Vesuvius erupted and destroyed them both. I believe archaeological remains show the people do lie in their beds as they were uncovered in the act, so to speak of.
Here!
Peter has challenged
hesitation.
No, not at all.
I quite agree, Kenneth. Keep
Thank
going. You have another point and 43
yes.
seconds starting now.
Gibbon remarks upon the fact that of the wisest emperor, he quotes, of course, Antoninus Pius, but the wisest, he says, was undoubtedly Hadrian. And I would say perhaps the title, the appellation generous should be applied to Titus. He's done a Titus's reign, of course, the city was
terribly boring. Terribly boring.
What is your challenge within the rules of the game?
It's obvious what crowd he's got in here tonight, isn't it?
Just being boring. I mean, he did hesitate earlier on, and I stopped him on that account, and you said he didn't hesitate or he wouldn't allow it. So I thought, well, boring, that's a good one. I mean, he is boring.
I disagree with you. It's a difficult decision about hesitating. I disagree. I don't think he did hesitate before. But actually, boring is not a rule of the game, and unless you can think of another challenge within the rules of the game, I have to give Kenneth another point for an incorrect challenge and ask him to continue. And you have 2 seconds to answer me now. Kenneth, you have a point, and you have 28 seconds for Herculaneum starting now.
Yes, the grottos of Herculaneum have been uncovered by the archaeologist.
Kermit Freud's challenge.
Repetition.
What?
Uncovered.
Yes, things have been a lot of uncovering going on in this particular... Kenneth, and they weren't...
I suppose he's got in on the last minute again, has he?
No. 23 seconds for Herculaneum starting now.
I've always felt that 23 seconds was about the right length of time to devote to...
Peter Jones, why have you challenged?
A deviation.
Why?
Certainly.
Shut up, Kenneth. What are you going to say, Peter?
Because he's not talking about the subject. He's talking about what he's always felt.
That's right.
And I don't want to know.
Well, actually, I think he said that he thought 23 seconds is about enough time. He's always felt it was about enough time to talk about Herculaneum. So he's not deviated from the subject on the card, Herculaneum. And much as I'd like to bring you in, because you're trying very hard, Peter, I've got to be accurate, otherwise I get lots of letters and say Clement Freud has another point and there are 19 seconds on Herculaneum starting now.
Whereas 19 seconds is far too little.
Deviation. This preoccupation with time has nothing to do with Herculaneum. Well, you know it as well as I know it. Now stop shitty shadding, Nick. Now come.
I had forgotten that we have a lovely audience here in the BBC play.
Lovely or never hired by him.
Yes. And when I have an impossible decision, I have to put it to the superior wisdom and discretion of our audience. So, ladies and gentlemen, now is your opportunity to give voice. If you agree with Kenneth's challenge, would you please cheer? And if you shut up. And if you disagree, would you please boo? In other words, if you feel I should not give it to Kenneth but to Clement Freud, the boos for Clement, the cheers for Kenneth, start together now.
I'll get all those that booed outside. In fact,
there's only about one, I think.
Yeah, that's enough.
All right, that's enough for you to get a point in the subject. 15 seconds, Herculaneum starting now.
One of the most beautiful of these grottos uncovered depicted... wait a minute.
Repetition.
Yes.
Uncovered again, darling.
It's uncovering. It's going on all the time. And grotto. You keep uncovering your grotto, Kenneth. Show, as I so often heard you say. Amy, you have 10 seconds on Herculaneum starting now.
Once upon a time, there was a great big man who came from a town called Herculaneum. This man had huge muscles, and he used to walk around carrying the world on his shoulders. His name was...
Obviously, Amy, you must always get in 10 seconds before the end because you can just go for 10 seconds without giggling, can't you?
I just cottoned on to that.
Yes. Yes. Well, your cottoning on is keeping you in a good second place behind Clement Freud, who's still in the lead, and Kenneth and Peter have got points as well. They're well in third place. And Amy MacDonald, your turn to begin. The subject, how I look in hot pants. Would you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, I don't wear hot pants very much. But if I do, I suppose I look all right.
Kenneth, in the chat.
Well, all this giggling and laughing about has nothing to do with speaking consecutively, is it?
Yes, I think she prefers you to play the game the way you usually play, with thrust and cut and aggression, which you've just done. So you've got her out of a predicament. You've got a point. You have 50 seconds on how I look in hot pants. Now.
The answer is, of course, enormously attractive. I occurred on one occasion on the set at Pinewood when I had to do exactly that, and the cries of delight that went up from even electricians, plasterers, carpenters, technicians, sound men, directors, of course, assistant directors,
Clement Freud's challenge.
Repetition of directors.
Yes, I'm afraid. You had the director and the assistant director.
Well, that's two different things, dear.
I know, but they've got the same word, which is repetition, in just a minute. You went through all that list so marvellously, but anyway, Clement, you have a point, and 26 seconds for how I look in hot pants, starting now.
The way I look in hot pants is to ease the waistband towards me and crane my head forward, which becomes difficult because my forehead quite often meets a protrusion which many women have around the place where men do not. But when you succeed, the joys are quite...
Perhaps it's as well we didn't get beyond the point of describing what the joys were. Clement, you have a point for speaking with the whistle end. You've increased your lead at the end of that round. And Peter Jones, we now move to you for the beginning of the next round. The subject chosen is a cross-section of the public. Would you talk to us about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
I think the cross-section of the public must be almost in the majority by now, judging by the number of slogans.
Can you finish?
He's talking so slowly, you know. I mean, you can just fill in for hours going like that.
Yeah, I've heard you do it before now.
Oh, I've never done that. I've always
Ladies and gentlemen in the audience, you were on his side before. Do you think that Kenneth Williams sometimes goes rather slowly in his
never.
Speech?
Never.
Peter Jones, you have a point, and you have 47 seconds for a cross-section of the public starting now.
They deface the signs on the underground railways, and they make a mess in telephone boxes, and they also...
Can you finish your chat?
They, three times.
Oh, we don't allow such silly words.
He said they make, three times.
I don't think he said they may, just said they, three times. There are 39 seconds, Peter, on a cross-section of the public, starting now.
And, of course,
Amy, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, that's what happens when someone gets thrown by an aggressive challenge and they lose it the next time. Amy, you have a point for a correct challenge, and there are 36 seconds on a cross-section of the public starting now.
A cross-section of the public is usually very angry. They bump into people on the roads and talk roughly.
Kenneth, that's why you challenge.
Because there's a deviation. Nothing to do with a cross-section of the public. A cross-section of the public simply means a sample out taken at random of all the people.
Wait,
nothing to do with a lot of people getting angry, crossing the road, and shouting the odds.
If you interpret
the talking at the top of her head, you see. She's agreeing, definitely. She agrees.
Another word for angry.
What can you do in this program except talk off the top of your head? No, if you take the interpretation of cross in the angry sense, then a cross-section of the public moving about the streets would bump into people because they are very aggressive. So I'm afraid I disagree with the challenge, Kenneth. And Amy has another point in 27 seconds on a cross-section of the public starting now.
One cross-section of the public drive motor cars, and when they bump into each other, they get out and...
Clement Freud has challenged. Why?
We have had that.
The bump into each other.
Yes, so you're having repetition.
Repetition.
Yes, well, all right. Clement, you have the subject, and you have 21 seconds starting now.
It's very difficult when you're asked to talk to a cross-section of the public because ideally you want to know the identity of the people you're addressing. And recently, at a speech, I asked my hosts, could they give me a breakdown of the cross-section of the public? May I said to the chairman, have them broken down by age and...
All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. We have no more time to play just a minute. The final score was that Kenneth finished in fourth place, 1 point behind Peter Jones. Peter Jones was 1 point behind Amy McDonald, and Amy was 6 points behind this week's winner, Clement Freud. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute, and we'll want to tune in again next time. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett.